and now a cat lover has problems with refrigerated animals. The guest, "Hello, Abraham. Thank you for your patience with us." Abraham, "It's easy to be patient when you know all is well." Guest, "Do souls, human and animal, travel together lifetime after lifetime?" Abraham, "Yes." Guest, "How do I contact those in the non-physical realm, including my cats?" Abraham, "You want to meet up with them in the non-physical? You said lifetime to lifetime, which made it sound like physical lifetime to physical lifetime. So you're wanting to meet up with your cats in the non-physical or just in future physical lifetimes?" Guest said, "Both." Abraham, "Well, the nice thing about that is you do not have to orchestrate that from your physical perspective. And that's good, because it's a big order of business, and most of you do not believe that you can. So the only two things that are required for the achievement of anything is to set forth a desire and then allow it to be. When you come forth into your future physical experiences, especially as little ones, you rendezvous, as children, with lots of familiar pets from other experiences. It's only as an adult that you begin to question whether you can do that or not. Have you not known lots of beasts that reminded you of lots of other beasts? You see? And humans have a hard time with this next thing that we're going to say, but sometimes one of your very familiar feeling animal friends is actually a part of the same energy stream that you are. Humans worry about that because you're so happy by being at the top of the food chain or the karmic wheel that you do not really want to share it with beasts in any way. In other words, bring me my pet and I will love him, but I do not want to be on the same vibrational, non-physical wavelength that he is. We want you to know that energy is energy, and that you come here in your physical experience with different intentions, but it is the same non-physical energy stream. And the essence of that which is in the animal is not so very different from the essence of that which is in the human. It is all pure, positive energy. The only difference worth mentioning between human and beast is that the beast, without exception, is more tuned in, tapped in, turned on. They're more in touch with who they really are. Part of the reason is that they do not hide behind language. Part of the reason is because they have shorter life experiences and they do not have as much opportunity to build up as much resistance. In other words, when you hear about the butterfly or the bird that's migrating long distances and you say, well, who knew? Who was leading the crew? Who knew where to take them? We say broader perspective. They were tapped into broader perspective. Have you ever watched a flock of birds and watched them fly and wondered why they're not banging into each other? They were not practicing when you were not looking. In other words, they get into that zone where their broader perspective knows every part of the formation, and they fulfill their role because they instinctively, is one way of saying it, but they intuitively, is another way of saying it, but they vibrationally, aligningly, know how they fit into things, you see. And you are all working on figuring that out, too. Have you ever been driving where you could just feel yourself in the flow of traffic and you look up ahead and you have a sense of what's going to happen? And you slow before you can even see the taillights of the cars ahead of you? Or you change lanes even before there's a reason, a visual reason for you to change lanes? You are doing the same thing that your beasts are doing. You are operating from broader perspective. Guest, okay, this kind of leads to my next question. I struggle with allowing family and friends who eat animals, due to the suffering of the animals, especially when cohabiting with someone who desires to have dead animals in the refrigerator and cook them in my house. Can you help me with this? Abraham, not really. The guest said, it's a tough one. Abraham, well, you've set yourself up for a lot of grief because you keep beating the drum. You used every word that you could use to make it a bad thing. So here's what we would say to you. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot vehemently disapprove of that and have dead carcasses in your refrigerator at the same time. In other words, something must give. And we would work on getting in the flow with the nature of things. In other words, it is possible that some ruler could become so powerful and get such a big bomb that he could convince all other humans to never eat animals. But you are never going to convince the other animals not to eat other animals. The big one is always going to eat the little one. In other words, the big fish is always going to eat the little fish. And when you get into the rhythm of that, when you understand that the animals coming forth come forth knowing that, then you do not make it such a big deal. And we promise you that, as clear-minded as these beasts are, all of you, coming in, if it was not a game they wanted to play, they would not come forth again and again to play it with you, you see? You can let that one go. You do not have to eat meat, but do not push against something that is so prevalent in your society that you have to cringe at it. A friend was talking about not wanting to drop bombs on people, and Esther told Jerry the other day that if he reads one more bumper sticker and gets upset about it, she's going to make him ride in the bedroom of the motor coach with the windows closed. because he sees bumper stickers that he does not agree with and then gets all stirred up about it. And Esther wants to put blinders on him so that he does not get upset. The world is full of people who have opinions that are different from yours, and you just have to finally make up your mind that you are not the only one with an opinion. Everybody gets to have opinions, and everybody gets to put bumper stickers on their car, and everybody gets to live and feel as they want to feel. It is your job to find your way of feeling good within it. It is not their job to make bumper stickers that please you.